To be alive is to have the opportunity to live and love and make an impact on the world. But with death, all of our strongest emotions are put to an end. The things we thought most important will be buried with us. Or will they? Ecclesiastes 9:4-6, "But he who is joined with all the living has hope, for a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Their love and their hate and their envy have already perished, and forever they have no more share in all that is done under the sun." A lion is the king of the jungle, an amazing creature that demonstrates power and agility, but a dead lion loses his roar. Psalmist says that a live dog is better off. Life provides opportunity. We could say it this way: life gives us the opportunity to die well. Psalmist made it clear in his journal that we're all going to die. The question is, how can we live so we can die well? In his book, Living Life Backward, David Gibson explains what it means to die well. Let me tell you what he says. First of all, he says to die well means that you realize death is the limit God has placed on creatures who want to be gods. Death entered the stream of humanity because Adam and Eve wanted to be like God, right? We inherited the same disease. And deep in the heart of man is a yearning to be his or her own God. Death is the exclamation mark to emphasize that it's not going to happen. Here's the second thing that that Gibson says. He says, "To die well means I realize death is simply something that has to happen because I'm a sinner. Adam and Eve were not created to die. Death was a concept in the command not to eat from the tree in the middle of the garden. The concept became a reality when Adam and Eve believed Satan's lie that they would be like God, and they blatantly disobeyed. As a result of sin, death entered the human race. We are all sinners and live under the penalty of death. Every grave marker is a reminder that I'm a sinner in need of a Savior." Gibson says, "To die well means that every time I see a coffin, it preaches that the world is broken and fallen and under the curse of death, and I'm a part of it. This world under the sun, the broken and fallen world, is not the way it's supposed to be. God did not create Adam and Eve to die, but sin changed that. Every coffin is a gospel message. I need rescued from myself and this broken world." Okay, a couple more from Gibson. He says, "To die well means realizing that from this day I was born, the day I was born, I live under the sentence of death, and I'm amazed that God spared me as long as he did. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail." Lamentations 3:22 says, God's grace and his mercy are seen in sparing us, in sending his son to rescue us, and then taking us home. One more from Gibson. "To die well means everything I have in this world I hold with open hands because I love Jesus more than anything and anyone else, and I'm happy to go home to him. The things of this world tie us down. Loving Jesus means that he's the one I hold tightly to. I hold other things loosely. I will take nothing with me in my transition from this world to eternity. But the moment I die, I will see Jesus face to face as he ushers me home. Father, help me to live well so I can die well. Help me to live with eternity in mind so my life can matter here on this earth. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me. I hold tightly to you. Help me to die well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen."